Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And here to talk about that from Heavy.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Sean Devaney. Sean, first of all, good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm doing pretty well. This has been, I've never seen a conference semifinals quite like this. I mean, this is, if you even are just a casual fan of the NBA, this has been, I've never seen anything like it. I've been doing this for 20, 25 years now. This has been just a crazy few days in the NBA here.
Now with Cleveland, we'll start with the Cavs, number one seed in the East. And we know Donovan Mitchell throughout his playoff career, going back to Utah, his teams can't get by this round. Look, the dude had 48 last night, so I'm certainly not holding him accountable. But no Mobley, no Garland, who's been hurt for a minute here. But, man, you're up 7:40 left. Where was the offensive rebounding? And Kenny Addison just won the coach of the year. They're down 0-2. How do they respond? I mean, Indiana's got to be riding a high. I mean, if you're DEFCON 1 being the highest level of concern, where are you right now for the Cavs?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be at right around 9.5, I'd say. This is not looking good for Cleveland. They played well. Donovan Mitchell obviously took it on himself with half of their top six out. You know, DeAndre Hunter, sixth man, and then they've got of course Mobley's out and Garland's been out with the toe. Donovan Mitchell took that game on his shoulders and tried to will them to a win and had them there. I mean, you look at the ESPN game tracker thing; they were at 96% with 7 seconds. Play. I mean, that's a game that you win, right? For them to fall apart in that final minute, it was pretty crazy. It's tough because now you got to go to Indiana. Indiana's played very, very well on their home floor. Indiana now, going back to the regular season, has won 25 of their last 26 games. This is a team that's been hot. They like to play fast. It's not a great matchup for Cleveland because Indiana, Cleveland wants to play fast too, but Indiana does it better. You know, the Pacers play at one of the, I think they're number three in the league in terms of pace. This is not a great matchup for the Cavs to begin with. They lose both of them at home. They still got these three injuries that they've got to be worried about, and they're going to Indiana. This is it's a pretty deep hole that they're in at this point for Cleveland.
Now, in the West last night, Golden State beats Minnesota. They do what they have to do, minus Steph Curry, who left with a hammy and, by the way, made a hoop on his adios from the game. But Buddy Hield, the last two games, he's been incredible, looking like Buddy Hield from Oklahoma, helping them get to the Final Four way back when. But what's up with the T-Wolves and the threes, the inability to hit them? And Boston two nights ago, the same thing, 45 missed ones. I know Finch kind of got on Anthony Edwards for, I don't know, effort and leadership stuff, and Edwards took offense, it seemed, in the post-game press conference. But Brick City in the playoffs. But what happened to Minnesota last night? And now Jimmy Buckett seems to be rolling a little bit. Are the T-Wolves in somewhat of a sticky situation here?
Yeah, you know, and it's not a great situation to be in going into game two. It's a little similar to where the Cavs were, where, you know, you really should be up 1-0, and now you've got to, you don't want to go back to the other back on the road down 0-2. You know, it's very similar to what Cleveland was facing, and you know, the Warriors at this point have nothing to lose. You know, they're like, well, we're playing without Steph Curry, we're not supposed to win this game, and that's when you're going to get, you know, Brandon Pobjenski scoring 33 points, or, you know, that's when you're going to get some ridiculous performance that you're not expecting. So yeah, you know, the Timberwolves really have to be on their guard here. You know, Anthony Edwards, Chris Finch was absolutely right to call him out. You know, it shouldn't be something where he's offended by that. He did not handle the double teams that the Warriors threw at him in the first half. He was 0 for 8. He had 1 point. And, you know, if you're going to be, you know, that face of the league, if you're going to be the guy who's talking all that trash after that Lakers series, you know, you got to be ready for game one. And if you're not, then you're going to be called out. So, you know, he should be offended, but he should also have the appropriate response. He's got to be better facing those double teams. That's one of the weaknesses of his game. It's really been that way. And what happens is if the Wolves aren't hitting those threes, then the Warriors can really focus on that double team and really hone it and make it sharp. Because they're not afraid of the other guys making those threes. So, but to me, it's got to start with Anthony Edwards. It's got to start with the energy that he brings, and you know, all that swagger he had from the Lakers series. He's got to bring that to game two.
Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, talking NBA playoffs. Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Other Western Conference series here. It's Denver. Dramatic win. Stole the game, as we've been hearing, Sean, the last couple of days. OKC hadn't played since April, literally. But they were in a position to win that thing. How does game two play out tonight? And I would say Denver's playing with house money, but they are 2 years removed from winning the NBA title. And Aaron Gordon's really taking his game up to significant levels here in the postseason.
Yeah, and I thought that this was one of those situations where the inexperience of Oklahoma City showed, and that was one of the big concerns about them coming into this postseason. You know, 68 wins, sure, but you know, can they handle the pressure of the playoffs? And that was a meltdown. That was a self-inflicted meltdown, really. In those last 15 seconds, you know, they decide to intentionally foul with 13, 14 seconds. That's way too early. You've got to let some time come off the clock. If that's gonna, you know, you're up three and you want a foul so that they've only got the two free throws and all that. But if you're going to do that, you can, you know, 14 seconds, 13 seconds, that's too much time. That was a big mistake. And they paid the price. You know, Holmgren's got to make a free throw. Holmgren makes a free throw. We're not having this conversation, right? But, you know, they're a young team. And I think in the last, you know, 14, 15 seconds, that really showed. You know, but they can bounce back. They still are the more talented team. They did not play defense up to their capability. So, you know, I still think that that this is a team that can learn from this game. Has to learn from this game and move forward.
Hey, Sean, can the Knicks steal game two tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I would doubt it. I would not put my mortgage on it, that's for sure. You know, I've watched the Celtics all year, you know, going to those games and watching this team. What happens is they get up 20. This is not the first time this year this has happened. They get up 20. and they fall in love with the three-pointer. They want to just jack up threes, and chances are they'll make enough to where they're going to win the game. You know, 90% of the time that happens. But they have these 10% of the games where, you know, all of a sudden they go 5 for 20 to close the game. I think it's 5 for 25, actually, to close the game, and they just don't make enough of those threes. And, you know, they didn't adjust. They didn't attack the basket. You know, they look at the Bucks score after the game and say, you know, geez, we should have attacked the basket. And it's sort of like, yeah, you said that 2 weeks ago, too, when this happened. But they never seem to do it. You know, the Celtics are the much better team here. And I'd be shocked if this was anything more than, you know, maybe a six-game series. I still think of all the teams that lost at home in that game one, the Celtics are probably the one that that I'm least worried about.
Yeah, they fell in love with the three, but the love was not reciprocated. How's that sound? Sean Devaney, heavy.com. Sean, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the games tonight throughout the week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
There's Sean Devaney, heavy.com. As, yeah, the road team's kind of ruling so far here in the next round of the NBA playoffs. When we come back, the whip around, Stanley Cup playoffs. Next round there for the Caps did not go well. Vinny's going to tell you why. And then at the bottom of the hour, Cordell Woodland, our colleague here on The Fan, will talk about the Orioles' struggles. When's it time to start? Nolan wants to fire high. Are we going that desperate? And the Ravens, they're not desperate, but Justin Tucker's kind of put them on the front page of the paper. And not all of the news has been positive in that regard.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guard.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, and Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Time for the whip. As you just heard last night, Stanley Cup playoffs, Capitals had a few days off after taking care of business against the Canadiens in five. Taking on the Carolina Hurricane, and, you know, we talked about it yesterday. This was not going to be an easy series, but maybe the Caps didn't bring their A game, but they were hanging around until OT, and then this happened.
Now Orlov around behind for Martinuk. That one goes back to the point to Slavin.
And they score! Jacob Slavin through a screen! Carolina wins game one in overtime!
That wasn't a great shot. It went under Logan Thompson's pads. But the Caps didn't even deserve to be in overtime. That's how bad they were. I mean, the Caps had 14 shots, and that included overtime. 14. They were outshot 33-14. Shots attempted were 93-33. 93-33. I mean, and they hit post after Carolina. Hit post after post after post. And it's like, Jesus. I mean, I'm watching the game because, and Caps are up 1-0. 10 minutes to go in the third. I'm saying, damn, they're going to play like crap and steal one. You know, and then the Caps gave the puck away. Carolina scores a tie it. Take it to overtime. And in the last 10 minutes of the third period, they had one shot. You know, I mean, they had no juice whatsoever the whole game. They weren't physical. You know, and even Carberry said after the game, they sucked. In every phase, they sucked. And they did. They got to come out with some energy. Carolina came out flying. I mean, they were there for a purpose. And, you know, I mean, if the Caps lose tomorrow night, that's really going to be tough because going down to Carolina is not going to be easy.
Sean McDonald on the call, ESPN. Protas had the goal for Washington.
And he's the one that gave it away, too. So he was give one, take one.
But the layoff, did that affect him?
I mean, Carolina was off the same amount of time. Yeah. So, no, they just weren't mentally, physically. You know, like in Montreal, they came out physical. They played fast, moving their feet.
Yeah, Tom Wilson knocked that one dude in the next week.
Yeah, shooting the puck. They had no shots. Can't score if you don't shoot.
Game two, as Vinny said, is tomorrow night down at D.C., 7 o'clock. Puck drop out west. It was Edmonton. Edmonton scores 3 goals in the third, and they stunned the Golden Knights 4-2 to take a 1-0 lead in that series.
5 wins in a row, Bob. They've come from behind. 5 in a row. And they scored 3 in the third, and they just have confidence now. And Vegas, they didn't have their best defenseman, Peter Angelo. Alex Pietrangelo, he didn't play last night. He was sick, so he didn't play. I don't know if that affected it at all. But, I mean, a lot of road teams in the NHL won.
Just like the NBA. Tonight, Florida's at Toronto. Maple Leafs lead that one 1-0. And Dallas at Winnipeg, game one of that series.
Yeah, I think Florida, Bob, Florida scored 3 goals in the third period last time, and they stunk the first 2 periods up in Toronto. And Toronto came out flying. And then Florida looked like Florida in the third. I'm expecting Florida to be Florida tonight, and I expect Florida to win. Dallas is good. And Hollenbach, the goalie for Winnipeg, when they're on the road, he was benched all 3 games on the road, you know, and he played much better at home. So they kind of go as the goalie goes.
NBA playoffs, just talked about this with Sean Devaney from Heavy.com last night. Indiana stuns Cleveland 120-119. Tyrese Halliburton, 3-pointer, 1.1 second left to take a 2-0 lead in that series. Halliburton did have 19 points, 9 boards, 4 assists. Donovan Mitchell had 48 for Cleveland, and yet they still lose down 0-2. Going to Indiana, and it was Golden State 99-88 over the T-Wolves. Buddy Hield hit 5 for 8 from 3, 24 points, 8 boards, 3 assists. Jimmy Buckets at 20, 11 and 8. Ant-Man at 23, but was called out by his coach. Steph Curry, hammy, literally limped off the floor, hit a bucket on his way out the door, which is crazy. But Golden State leads that one 1-0 tonight. Knicks are at Boston, up 1-0. And Denver at OKC, same thing there. The Nuggets up 1-0. It's the Whip Around Vinny and Annie, 105.7 The Fan. Hear all this. Woman Crush Wednesday. Real quick, this day in Orioles history. It's May the 7th, because current day Orioles are bad. 1983, they won the World Series, but on this day against the A's at Memorial Stadium, sweet swinging Kenny Singleton and Rick Dempsey went deep. John Shelby, T-Bone, went 3-for-3 with a ribby. Mike Flanagan picked up his 5th win to improve to 5-0 for the Orioles. And then 1997, Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Birds beat the Angels 3-0. Chris Hoyles went deep. Cal Ripken had a ribby. So did Eric Davis. Jimmy Key improved to 6-0. Randy Myers picked up his 13th save as the Orioles beat the Anaheim Angels, as they were called, with some of the ugliest uniforms in the history of baseball on this day 28 years ago. When we come back, talk current day Orioles and the Ravens. Orioles World Series hopes fading, fading, fading with each passing loss. Ravens still very much part of the Super Bowl conversation. A week away from the schedule reveal, where's the weakness on this Ravens team? We'll talk to Cordell about that and the Justin Tucker news, which was pretty significant if you don't know.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So on the Window Nation guest hotline, he's our friend and yours, Cordell Woodland. Cordell, good morning. How you feeling?
What's up, guys?
All right. Nolan's ready to whack attack Brandon Hyde. You got to stir it up. You got to shake it up. Got to do something to get things all straightened out. You know, my rebuttal is, well, first of all, realistically, it's not happening. And secondly, even if you could bring Earl Weaver back from the grave, how much does it really change anything? So, if there was going to be a dramatic change, what would it be? Maybe not on May 7th, but maybe on June 7th.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about Hyde being canned today necessarily, but I think that'll be probably the first drastic move to happen if you want to talk personnel-wise. I mean, maybe tonight's the last we see of Charlie Morton, you know, if it goes the way that it's gone to this point in the season. Eflin seems to be on his way back. Kittredge, I think it seems to be on his way back as well. So maybe with the addition of those two guys to their pitching room, that allows them to kind of bite the bullet right now with Morton. But again, they need as many arms as they can, because it's batting practice, it feels like, to whoever's on the mound for the most part, outside of Sagano and a start here and there from Dean Kramer. Kay Povich, I mean, he had the terrible third inning, and that was just enough, really, because there's no offense there either. So they've got so many things going wrong here, and I don't know if one drastic move is going to fix all of their needs, but I do expect there to be some at some point.
Eight games under 500 for the first time in almost 3 years. When do things go from Elias trying to add to get better to let's just flush this thing and worry about 2026?
I mean, probably if they have a, you know, an equally poor month of May as they did in April, and, you know, you start to get into the early part of June and it's still no signs of life, I think that we are going to see, I don't know what we're going to see, but I think we need to be prepared for anything at that point. I could see a guy like said, who's on the last year of his deal, is probably not getting re-signed anyway, being moved at the deadline. And who knows what happens with a guy like Sagano, you know, as well. Maybe they move him. But this is just what I'm thinking. If they do truly decide to just, you know, flush this season and move on, those could be some of the guys that we see being moved at the deadline.
Now, Cordell, what was your impressions of the rookie minicamp on Sunday?
Not a whole lot, to be honest with you. I don't really want to put a lot of stock into what's happening out there. I mean, they're blowing the whistle 2 seconds into play sometimes, and it's not going totally full speed. But it's good to be able to see some of those guys get lined up, just see how they look on the field. I tried to really look at Mike Green, and I just wanted to see his get off. I wanted to see, you know, what type of motor he had, and you did get to see a little bit of that for sure. He's definitely a firecracker kind of off the line of scrimmage, and he's full of energy. He's fighting down there. So I wanted to see that, but everything else, I mean, it's really tough to gauge what they truly have right now in these guys.
What'd you think of the looper?
So far, so good. I think he missed maybe one. To my knowledge that I watched, I think it was one to the left.
That's what I thought he missed. Harp said he didn't miss any. I said, damn, I don't think that went through.
Well, you know, Harp's, you know, he probably didn't see the one that he missed. You know, he might have closed his eyes halfway through while the ball is up in the air. So he might not have been lying in that case. But, yeah, I think by my account, I saw that one be the one that he missed. Other than that, I mean, he was pretty good. They move a little bit while the ball is in the air. It does move around a little bit, but they love his mechanics and they love what he brings. I mean, he was hand chosen by Randy Brown. So I expect that they really like this kid. And I would also, you know, they also signed the other guy that was out there with them as well. And I wouldn't be surprised if they signed somebody else as like a, you know, somebody that's been in the league that's actually made field goals at this professional level just for competition during camp.
Now, Cordell, what do you see that the needs that they still do have? What does Eric still got to get? Is there a starting position that's available right now?
I think, you know, going to get Malachi really fixed the back end of their defense. They're solid there. And I think the best player available right now on the open market is Justin Simmons. So he is completely off their radar right now because they no longer have that need. Corner still concerns me a little bit just because I don't know how much depth is there. And we know what they have in Marlon, and Nate Wiggins is coming off a really good rookie year. So I'm solid with those two guys. Everybody else, I don't know what they have. I don't know what else they have at cornerback. So that's one that's still a little spooky to me just because I don't think there's any wiggle room there. They don't have room for a Marlon or somebody to go down because I don't think the guys behind them are that dependable, to be honest with you. Linebacker is still one,
yeah,
you know.
That's my biggest concern.
Yeah.
I don't think Buchanan can be that guy.
Well, I don't know if they think he could be that guy right away, you know, at least. So
he had them short little – didn't he look small running around? Got those little arms running around? He just looked funny out there.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like with him, he's a guy that they like his instincts. They feel like he's aggressive. You know, he'll go and make a tackle. But specifically, he's a coverage guy, I think. So you look at how they lost a lot of their games last year or the games that they did lose, especially in the division, they're getting the ball thrown on them quite a bit. So I think they just wanted somebody that could help in coverage. Roquan didn't have a great year covering in the middle of the field. And that's not to say all that pressure will be put on Buchanan. Hopefully Simpson takes a step forward there too. He's kind of the wild card in that linebacker room. But I'm curious to see how good they feel about the linebacker room and if they feel the need to add somebody else.
Now, I'm guessing, Cordell, once we were told about Emory Jones on Sunday, you know, they signed, what, Notaboom on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing they feel like, because they need that swing tackle, and probably feel like Jones won't be ready anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, and if nothing else, I mean, he'll be behind. And it's tough to be that guy at this level, especially in your rookie year, let alone when you're kind of, you know, trailing from behind everybody else. So it doesn't hurt to go out there and get somebody else. I don't think that they should be relying on that anyway. So that's another one where I am curious to see kind of how they did a couple of years ago. I forget they added the tackle from the Cardinals kind of as we got to training camp. And he didn't really make an impact, but just somebody for some back-end depth. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them do that there, too.
What was your impression of how they handled the Justin Tucker situation?
I do feel like they've kind of put their foot in their mouth a little bit a couple of times. With John, with the whole the zero tolerance, so I forget his exact phrase, but you know, no tolerance when it comes to these types of issues. And then even Sashi Brown saying that they were going to wait until the investigation was fully done. And that had kind of been their messaging throughout this process. And then, you know, Sunday, leaving there Sunday, you knew Tucker was gone. You knew he was gone at some point. John kind of got ahead of it a little bit, labeling all the football reasons as to why they would make a move. So you knew it was coming. I didn't expect it to be the next day, but I did figure that it would be coming at some point. So I feel like what changed? Like, why cut him yesterday while the investigation is still going? Why cut him Monday when the investigation is still going on, when this whole time it's been, we're going to wait until the league makes their decision? So that's my question, is like, what changed between then and now? The statement is the statement. I get why they're trying to protect themselves. But I also feel like if you're going to – at times the Ravens have made themselves out to be like this – the pinnacle of morality in the NFL. And I feel like they're kind of backpedaling a little bit on that, which is fine. Be who you are. But don't dress it up to me like you're the holiest of them all in the league when – You're just like everybody else, which is fine. If you want to get the best players that'll help you win, because at the end of the day, that's what the league is about. They've shown that. The Ravens have been hesitant to lean into that. So that's kind of where I'm at. I feel like the statement, and I saw Rita's piece use the words tone deaf a little bit. I do feel like they kissed Tucker's butt a little too much for me in that statement. And I do feel like there are a lot of people that were hurt in this situation. It just feels like the Ravens left them out in all of this.
Yeah, it's the irony is they cundiffed the Tucker release. It's all said. Fresh Take, when's the next one coming up there, Cordell?
We'll be on tomorrow night. Orioles with an off day, so we'll see what – no, they don't have an off day tomorrow. They play during the day tomorrow, I should say. So no nighttime Orioles game, so hopefully we're recapping – 2 back-to-back Orioles wins to end this 3-game losing streak. And we'll see if anything else happens around the world of sports. NBA playoffs, of course, have been great. A lot of chokers so far these first 3 games.
Cordell Woodland, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday.
Thanks, Cordell.
Thanks, guys.
There's Cordell, everybody. And the Orioles are playing tonight and tomorrow, but are they really? When we come back, Funhouse Nolan McGraw got news from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Talk about those Ravens needs. But look at the roster. Tucker's no longer on it. As we all know, if you want to get in part of that fun, 410-583-1057. Where are the needs for a team that has Super Bowl or bust hopes? Like the Orioles, just get to 500 and we'll work from there. Ravens, if they don't get to the Super Bowl, unacceptable.
No doubt.
So where are the needs? Moving in, let's go to Brian in Owings Mills. Brian, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Bob, Benny, man? Yeah, don't make it to the Super Bowl. Definitely unacceptable. You know who that'd be on, right?
Tyler Luke, Brandon Hyde, Michael Elias, you son of a bitch.
I didn't call to talk about John can't get it done Harbaugh right now. I'm really upset, man. It's disturbing some of these Ravens fans, man, trying to defend Justin Tucker. This guy, man, 16 women. So 16 women got together and said, yeah, you know what? Let's go up to that kicker for the Ravens. Yeah, let's make up a story about this guy. You know, we don't have nothing better to do. Give me a break. And then the fact that you got Kenny Wyman and another dude talking about the Ravens players before that, what did they do? Like Ray Lewis situation? Ray didn't murder anybody, okay? That was his entourage got flipped out, messing with a transformer, and they didn't know it was and went crazy on it. That Ray couldn't control that. Jamal Lewis, the drug deal, yeah. God doesn't know if he's going to make it to NFL. He just had ACL surgeries from poverty. Yeah, he wants to make some money. Yeah, Jay-Z's a billionaire, and he made his money off of saying that he was a drug dealer. So come on, man, give me a break. This guy out here violating women, and it's okay. We're just supposed to turn a blind eye to that because, well, look at the other guys before them. Look at it. No, we're not talking about that. This guy is sick.
Ray
man.
Lewis did lie under oath, if I'm not mistaken, right? He got perjury. I think Ray lied.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's this thing in the hood called we don't snitch. You know,
you
don't snitch.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a code that we live by. You don't snitch. But, okay. Okay, all right. Besides that, you know, but Ray copped to it. That's over with, okay? But we're talking about a guy with 16 women. With how many spas did he go to? He drove to, what, 8 different spas? And Yanni did nothing. They don't see, no, this is a problem. Like, this guy should be, like, in handcuffs. And then Mike Green. That was a high school girl, okay? Nothing ever came back that got upset because he was messing with another girl, okay? And fabricated a story. That's it. Nothing ever came back. Didn't get in trouble in college for any of that mess, but didn't get wrapped up in it. That's the story. So, you know, follow the real and stay away from the BS. Y'all have a good one.
All right. That might be more of a practice what you preach kind of scenario there. I mean, Terrell Suggs, how goofy was he when he played for the Ravens?
No doubt.
You know what I mean? When there's a bleach incident that comes to mind, it's not like the Ravens have had a bunch of choir boys running around here in the organization. But if you can play, you're cool. If Justin Tucker was 5 years younger, or he's coming off a season which he was 100% kicks or was, you know, what he's been his entire career. What are we talking about today? We're not talking about Tyler Loop because they're not drafting a kicker because they're going to roll with Tucker and wait for the process to take care of itself and then be proactive, right, when the NFL gets involved. But Tucker's coming off a season in which he made 77%. He was at, what, 31st in accuracy? Well, you know.
Cost him a couple games.
Yeah, we could probably use a couple extra bucks in the salary cap. We have all these air quotes football reasons to make this move.
And I think the timing of the Deshaun Watson stuff plays a factor too. Like if that story never happened and Tucker was the first incident here of a player with the massage storyline, you know, because players are getting in trouble all the time, left and right. I mean, look at Georgia football with all the car incidents they've had.
Right.
Over the years.
Some of them tragic, unfortunately.
Oh, very bad, very bad. But, I think the Watson stuff, all of the timing matters. All of it matters.
So, I guess the timing, too, with Mike Green, where they did their due diligence. And, by the way, Brian, it was two incidents, one at Virginia and one in high school. Mm-hmm. They did the due diligence there, but, you know, they can't find anyone to really investigate.
Ultimately, it's unresolved. I mean, it never went formally to any sort of charges.
No.
No.
Right? There was no trial or anything like that.
Ben Roethlisberger was suspended because of, and I hate the Steelers as much as anyone. Let's not get that out of control. But he was never formally charged with a crime, but he got suspended.
Right. Yeah, the unresolved portion of it makes it a little bit cloudy. That's why when I said after they drafted him, you know, who's to say that the story doesn't reemerge now that he's in the NFL and he's at the forefront of attention? Haven't heard anything yet.
No. And why did these girls wait 5 years with the Tucker thing, you know? And with Green, now he's making money. They may come out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's an ugly situation that was resolved, as the Ravens see it, with a football decision. for Justin Tucker. Reputation irreparably damaged. Will he ever play again? I mean, Ray Lewis has a statue out front of M&T Bank Stadium right now. So there you go. Ray Lewis, arguably the greatest middle linebacker of all time. Justin Tucker, arguably the greatest kicker of all time. We got time to go to the funhouse?
We do not, but we can do it later. No worries.
I thought you were going to go, yeah, but we're giving away
no.
A commercial break. When we come back, it's news from the Nest. We'll talk about the Ravens, the roster, the way it looks. You want to comment on what happened with Justin Tucker a couple of days ago and the way the Ravens handled it. Orioles, we'll get to them bottom of the hour. Jim Hunter, they're getting handled. 8 games under .500 for the first time in almost 3 years, and no signs of life, I don't think, coming anytime soon. Hey, maybe Charlie Morton throws 6 shutout innings, and the irony would be the Orioles get shut out.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.